Lakers drop to 45-13 on the season. The Memphis Grizzlies, a desperate team trying to end their five-game losing streak, get their first win since the All-Star break, 105-88 over the Los Angeles Lakers. A surprising loss for the Lakers. Let's just leave it at that. I don't think anybody expected that this game would go. Look, if you got a loss against the Memphis Grizzlies, Lakers had a game earlier this season in November, 109-108. They only won by one in Memphis. So you actually expected these two games, this one against Memphis, tomorrow against the Pelicans. The teams are going to come out and play hard. They're fighting for the eighth seed. They're trying to get some kind of momentum going. They're playing desperate. Lakers didn't have an answer. That part is the one that's surprising. I thought we got outplayed tonight, outworked tonight, just better energy level for the Memphis Grizzlies all the way through. And maybe that has something to do with the fact that the Lakers were shooting so bad, couldn't hit any three-pointers. I had mentioned this walking into the fourth quarter, how bad Lakers were looking from the three-point line. Ended up shooting just 25% from the three. So that momentum that you try and carry, maybe you hit a couple shots, you feel good about yourself. That never happened for the Lakers. 25% from the three, 41% from the field, only 12 free throws for the Lakers, and they shot 58% from the free throw line, 7 of 12. Out-rebounded, outworked points in the paint. So every stat that you could think of didn't fall the Lakers' way. Fantasy Springs, caller of the game, need a break from the everyday. Fantasy Springs Resort Casino wants to give you a two-night stay with dinner and golf or bowling for two. Be tonight's best caller and win, 877-710-ESPN. Visit FantasySpringsResort.com to book today. All right, Laker fans, if you're out there and you want to comment on this loss to the Memphis Grizzlies, this surprising loss, you can do so now, 877-710-ESPN. You know, we've had such a remarkable season this year, and the Lakers have not only beaten some very talented teams, but I think one of the things that Lakers have done that's been so impressive, consistently they've beat up on teams that have a worse record than them. They've they've feasted on teams that are below 500. And tonight, just a weird game, just the way it started. It took the Lakers almost 5 minutes to get their first field goal. And they ended up catching Memphis, I think, 9-8 at one point, had a two-point lead. So in this entire 48-minute stretch, 2 points was the biggest lead that the Lakers had in tonight's matchup against Memphis. And then it just kind of fell apart there. By the time the first quarter was over, Lakers had already dug themselves a hole of 4 points. By the time it was halftime, they were down by 12. And then it just kind of kept going from there. There was the one tweak that the Lakers had tonight was Alex Caruso started. Danny Green didn't play. So hopefully Danny Green, he has a sore hip. Hopefully he gets better just as we get a little bit further. You got that next game coming up against the Pelicans tomorrow, so hopefully he'll be back tomorrow. But let's hear from head coach Frank Vogel, because I do want to get coach's thoughts. Lakers lose 105-88 to the Memphis Grizzlies. Here's head coach Frank Vogel, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet.
Frank, what did you see right from the start of the first quarter when Memphis seemed to take control of the game?
Well, we knew they were going to play with desperation. You know, they're currently the eighth seed in the playoffs, and they lost five straight. We saw it last night with how they played against Sacramento. They played with great desperation, and our guys have done a great job throughout most of the year playing with energy and matching the energy of the home team, and, you know, we just fell short with that tonight.
What do you think the difference was in terms of not really getting going until the fourth quarter? Did you have various times or units you were searching to see if they could get back into it, and anything that you noticed during the course of the game?
Well, number one thing is we couldn't rebound the ball. You know, and again, that's energy. You know, credit those guys, you know, for coming in and just crashing the boards hard. We were trying to get out on the break too much before we secured the rebound, and, you know, that was costly in terms of us getting a rhythm.
What made it so hard to stop John?
Oh, he was great. You know, I mean, we started with our base coverage, and you know, which forces him to ideally, hopefully, you know, live in the mid range. You know, but he was making all his floaters, and then you know, we went under a couple pick and rolls, which we shouldn't have done, and he bombed threes on us. So you got it going from the perimeter and the mid range, and, you know, when he does that, you got to come up a little bit. And, We double-teamed him a little bit, got the ball out of his hands some, but ultimately it wasn't enough.
Frank, how was he? I know he jumped instead of the stretch, but he came back later on. Was he doing okay? Elbow bothering him?
Yeah, I mean, he's battling a sore elbow, you know, so you know we were going to use that as an opportunity to get Keith some more minutes, and then, you know, but he's doing fine.
See Memphis tonight with Ja and New Orleans tomorrow with Zion. Does it feel like you are going through the future of the NBA?
That's not really on my mind, but yeah, I mean, I guess you could look at it that way. You got two bright stars and those two guys. And Ja was terrific tonight. He showed what he's going to be in this league for a long time. And, you know, Zion's killing it as well. So, you know, we know it's tough to sweep teams. You know, in this league, no matter what the, you know, the circumstance is, and we're up 3-0 on these guys, and we saw the kind of fight, you know, that you're going to see when, you know, when you're about to sweep somebody or you have an opportunity to sweep someone. We're going to see the same thing tomorrow night.
You obviously are tinkering with rotations from the added player. It's something you need to do before the postseason, but how much does that influence rhythm?
It does, you know, but, you know, it's nothing that every other team isn't doing, and we got to be better with it.
Anthony, I think, was being stretched in the fourth quarter, went to the locker room. Is that normal? Is he doing okay?
Yeah, we already will test on that.
Yep. Aside from Ja's just physical attributes, the confidence he has for a guy that's 20 years old, is that kind of mind-blowing?
No, it's remarkable. You know, he's got a great future in this league, and, you know, you saw the confidence tonight. You know what I mean? And I think you see that every time he steps on the floor. You know, he knows he can control the game and doesn't play like a rookie. And, you know, he's too much for us tonight.
But Morant, how much tougher does it make it when he starts hitting those threes? Like, he had a career-high 4 tonight, of course.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to make sure you go over the pick and rolls, and that frees up his basket attacks. You know, makes him... you know, take it into the lane, and you know, obviously if he's knocking those down, it makes him harder to guard.
All right, that's head coach Frank Vogel talking about the Lakers' 105-88 loss to the Memphis Grizzlies. If you're looking for the very best pre- and post-game, you got to go check out the incredible Hotel Figueroa at the corner of Fig and Olympic. Well, check this out. $5 drafts on game day. Make it your pregame spot, your postgame spot. Make it your spot anytime you're in LA Live, just 2 blocks away from Staples Center, Hotel Figueroa. When we come back, we'll hear from Anthony Davis. Stay right here. This is the Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
So the Lakers have had 3 opportunities, and here's a run by Josh Jackson. Blocked by LeBron! A spectacular block of a dunk by LeBron. Ball coming the other way. Kuzma's got it. Give it to LeBron. To KCP. 3-pointer. Good! Timeout, Memphis! It's a 9-point game! LeBron's block is the type of play that could swing this thing.
Block of the game is brought to you by Emergency Services Restoration, the leader in water damage restoration, sewage mitigation, and mold containment. Emergency Services Restoration is a slam dunk. That is the block of the game. Memphis outblocked the Lakers 4-3. That was a critical stage in the fourth quarter. You felt like momentum was coming to the Lakers after Memphis called a timeout. They went on a 5-0 run, and that pretty much called the game right there. All right, let's hear from some Laker fans out there. Jared in Studio City. Jared, you're on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, bud.
Hey, man. I wanted to call about Frank Vogel's choice to start Alex Caruso instead of...
Rondo or KCP or...
No, KCP or even Kuzma. Even Kuzma that started shooting guard. I think he should have rewarded Kuzma. Alex Caruso can shut down. I saw him against Denver when he shut down Jamal Murray, and he played well, but he can't guard someone who's 6'7" and who's bigger, you know?
Well, I'll tell you this, and Jared, I appreciate you calling in. I don't think the Lakers lost this game because Alex Caruso was in the starting lineup. I really don't. Team didn't come to play. You know, they just didn't. They didn't answer the firepower. Memphis came in desperate. They got to get a win. Lost 5 games in a row, but they're still sitting in the 8th spot. Lakers couldn't match it. You know, and I think a lot of times that's on the players. We could criticize the coach. I get it. There's plenty of times where we can talk about certain moves you didn't like, rotations, or why did the coach make this decision, that decision. We're playing Memphis tonight. It's not like we're taking on the Los Angeles Clippers. It's not like there was a critical stage in the game where you thought, what just happened right there? I don't know. For me, from a personal perspective, once the players are on the floor, and we know how talented this Lakers team is, did you match the energy of the Memphis Grizzlies or did you not? Did you play the type of defense you were supposed to play or did you not? I don't think the Lakers did it. Ken in Newport Beach, you're on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, Ken.
Hey there, Alan. Long time no talk.
Appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, teams have bad games. We know that. Maybe they were on Beale Street, but there were some odd moves. The only guy playing hard in the first half was Anthony Davis, and he only played 13 minutes. That's the same amount of minutes that KCP played, and he was 1-for-6. There was a 4.5-minute stretch while the Lakers were already getting out-rebounded that none of the three centers were on the court. By the way, McGee was absolutely horrible. Here's my biggest problem with the Lakers. The bench was a minus 52. They're not one of the top 15 benches in the NBA. You look at the Clippers, who got better. They played Denver. They were a plus 61. That's my biggest concern.
Fair point.
The depth.
Yeah, no, listen, but here's the thing, Ken, and I appreciate you calling in. Nobody stepped up tonight. I mean, how did Valanciunas, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Valanciunas, but 22-20 on Dwight Howard, JaVale McGee, and Anthony Davis, and AD only playing 25 minutes tonight might have something to do with his elbow. You heard Coach talking a little bit about it before then. So that could have something to do with it, but that's not Lakers basketball. Getting blown out against the Memphis Grizzlies by 17 points is not how the Lakers sit at 45-13 this year. That wasn't Lakers basketball. Let's hear from Anthony Davis. AD on the night, like I mentioned, only played 25 minutes for the Lakers, and his stat line, 15 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 assists, did have 2 block shots. Anthony Davis, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet.
AD, you guys had 16 turnovers tonight, led to 22 Memphis points. Was that the key to the game, do you think?
Yep. That and offensive rebounds. You know, we turned the ball over too much, and they capitalized, and we gave them, a ton of offensive rebounds. And not going to win any game when we play like that.
What did you guys talk about in the locker room after the game?
Nothing. I mean, we just brought it in. I mean, we know, they're fighting for the 8th spot. Then, tomorrow we go into an arena where, another team is fighting for the same spot. So, it's a precursor of what we're going to see tomorrow. And if we don't, fix, and change what we did tonight, then we'll have the same result tomorrow night.
Yeah, they have a defensive reputation. Do you feel like John Morant was trying to specifically challenge you, one with the long three and then also the, the dunk attempt?
I don't know. I mean, some of you have to ask him, but I just try to do my job. He shot it pretty far, I don't think he's shooting a high percentage, but he made that one. Hats off to him. And then as far as the dunk, saw him coming down the lane, had the opportunity to take a charge, and I'm not sure. I think he probably would have tried anybody else right there. He's done that a couple times this year. So I just try to get my body in front of him and make him run me over.
You know you've been dealing with a sore elbow. Did that affect you at all tonight? The period where you were getting stretched back here, I'm just wondering how that affected your play any way at all?
No, the elbow's fine.
When you were back here in the fourth, were you working on the elbow or was it something else?
I was just getting stretched out. I've been sitting for, the rotation is a little different and just try to stay loose.
When they play with that much energy, how hard is it for you guys to, I guess, summon enough to match it or try to even overtake it? Is it?
Not at all. I mean, we try to take our pride on being the hardest playing team every night. Obviously, they're fighting for it, a spot. I think they lost like 5 in a row, something like that. And Coach came in before the game and said it's hard to, sweep the team, especially here at home. So they came out and, played with a sense of desperation and wanted it more than us tonight in the show.
Because you guys won 18 straight on the road against Western Conference opponents. Was that something you guys had talked about or like a streak you guys valued internally?
No, didn't even know that. I had no idea.
Oh, sorry. Obviously, you got stretched out because of the change rotation, it sounds like. How much does sort of playing fewer minutes tonight affect your rhythm and how you're feeling again?
I don't think it affected my rhythm. I think I got some good looks, making the right plays. I think my rhythm is fine. We're trying to get Keith, acclimated, and we thought it was you know, tonight was a good night to try to get him in there. It didn't go our way, though.
Is it helpful to have that New Orleans game, obviously an important game for you tomorrow?
It's an important game for me. It's an important game for our team to get a win, especially coming off a loss like this.
Last two questions, please.
Are there any emotions about going back and playing there again? Or
no.
You did it the first time? And
it's over with.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, that's Anthony Davis right there, courtesy of Spectrum Sports. And I got to like some of AD's answers in that post-game interview. All business, not happy with the loss. Lakers-Pelicans tomorrow. All right, let's do this. When we come back, LeBron James, if you guys want to be a part of the post-game show, 877-710-ESPN. A couple comments AD made there that I want to talk about as well. Stay right here. This is the Lakers post-game show on 710 ESPN. All right, Lakers got another chance tomorrow against the Pelicans. Tip off at 5 o'clock. Pregame show will start at 3:30. Lakers lose to the Memphis Grizzlies 105-88. Points of the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint, locally owned, manufactured, and operated. And with over 1,300 Vista Paint colors, your perfect paint expression is at Vista Paint right now. And don't forget, visit VistaPaint.com for your discount color sampler. Lakers lose 52-38 points in the paint battle. 52-38. Obviously, a surprise stat there. LeBron James tonight was two rebounds shy of a triple-double. He ended up with 19 points, 10 assists, and 8 rebounds. Also had 5 turnovers. Let's get LeBron James' thoughts on this game. Here's LBJ, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet.
LeBron, there haven't been many games where it seemed like the opponent had the better energy and the better aggression, especially when you guys have been on the road this season. Did you see that as an issue, or was it something else tonight that was the difference?
They just played a great game. They shot the ball extremely well from the perimeter. Ja made 4 threes. Dylan was really good all game, and Valanciunas, I think he had like 50 rebounds in the last two games. They just played a really good game and kept us at bay.
You guys did make that push in the fourth, got it down to about 9 points. So what did you see switch from there as Memphis was able to get control?
We missed 2 free throws. They came down and got a bucket. We went down and turned the ball over, and they got another one. So, you know, when you're trying to come back from 20, you know, every possession, you have to either score, get to the free throw line, make shots, and then you have to get continuous stops. So we weren't able to do that.
You go to New Orleans now. You guys are 7-0 on the second night of back-to-backs. What's been the key at that this season, and how do you apply that tomorrow?
It's just about tomorrow. And, you know, what we've done in the past doesn't matter. We want to, you know, just be better tomorrow. You know, we look forward to the opportunity and just go from there.
I'm not sure how often you do jersey exchange, but obviously last time you played against Ja, you had some words of encouragement after the game. Tonight, does the jersey exchange?
Oh, I didn't even know I was getting his jersey, actually. I gave him mine for sure, but I didn't know he was returning the favor, but it's pretty cool. The kid is super special, like I said, when we just played him in L.A., that Memphis got a great one. I got a great one, so the sky's the limit for the kid.
Aside from his physical attributes, just the psyche he has at 20 years old, is that as impressive as anything?
I don't think it matters how old you are if you have a basketball IQ. I think he's played like that probably his whole life because he's just the game is mental, and then the physical abilities came after that. Same with me. I mean, when I was 8, 9 years old, before the physical talents took over, it was about the thinking the game and the mental side. So it doesn't matter how old you are, because you can't really, either you have it or not when it comes to basketball IQ. You can't, that's something that you can't teach that or learn that. You're either born with it or not.
You came into the league, obviously, at 18, so you know what it's like doing that. But does it strike you just thinking how close in age, like, your son is to Ja at this stage? You ever think about something like that?
I don't think about it because this summer I had Darius Garland and Darius Baisley and all those guys over my house, you know, throughout the summertime. And when they would come over to the house, they'd be outside actually playing basketball with Bryce and Bronny or playing video games with them. And at first I was like, and then I had to realize that those guys 17, 18 years old, and my son 15 and 13. So, yeah, it made all the sense in the world. And it was, my wife was, I'm not going to say which one said it, but one of them said, when they was leaving, they said, thank you, Auntie Savannah. She didn't particularly like that. But it was a respect factor. She didn't like that because, you know, my wife, she's been 21 for the last 20 years. But it's a respect factor. And we both sat back and kind of laughed at it after the fact. Like, oh, wow, they're around the same. They understand it with my sons than they actually with us. So it's pretty cool.
A quirk of the schedule has you guys playing Memphis and New Orleans on back-to-back. Two of the best rookies in the league. When you look at that, is it excitement? Is it intrigue? You know, obviously you care about the game of basketball and you know, the young talent that will carry it when you're done.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've always thought about that and, like, you know, what young guys are coming up in the ranks that will be able to continue to carry it on, you know, after I'm gone or after whoever that's been around as much as I have. And you look at John, you look at Zion, you look at Jason Tatum, you look at Luka Doncic, Trae Young, and the list goes on and on. That, you know, those guys are just not only great on the floor, but also, more importantly, off the floor. And that's a great thing to have. And, you know, our league is in a you're scaring me back there, bro. Our league is in a very, very good place. No matter which year it is.
How did that relationship with John really get started?
I think it was just mutual respect. I watched him for quite a while now, and you know, once he obviously got to the league, you start to pay attention, you know, more and more and more, and the relationship, you know, starts if that guy wants it, you know, from my side, and it's just all about, you know, understanding what those guys are going through, because I was in those positions before as well.
One last question.
Kobe was really passionate about was growing the game on the women's side of things. Do you have any plans of doing that in the future?
What do you mean?
You know, he just gave back to the women's game a lot and gave them a lot of attention and things like that.
Well, I think, you know, I mean, his daughter played ball. Yeah. You know, his daughter played ball. He had a team and wanted his daughter to be a part of a ball club. My daughter... she gets her hair done. She likes making flower pots. She likes makeup. If you watch her YouTube channel, all things Zuri, plug. My wife says she's not allowed to play ball, but I use my social media to continue to big up the ladies' game. If you follow me, I'm always talking about it. I've been to a few games. You know, we had an opportunity All-Star Weekend to actually be with Team USA on the practice court and get some shots up with those women. So. I give back to the game, no matter the gender, if it's male or female, because it's just a beautiful game at the end of the day. It doesn't matter, you know, who you are.
That's LBJ right there, obviously hitting a number of different topics. Lakers fall short, 105-88 to the Memphis Grizzlies. Who should you call if you've been injured in an accident? You need to call the Wallace firm. Why? Because Wallace wins. One guy. The best in the business. Brad Wallace and his team of attorneys at the Wallace firm will fight relentlessly to get you the compensation you deserve. And when Wallace wins, you win. Call 844-844-WINS or go to wallacewins.com. No win, no fee. So Wallace can win for you. We'll do two things when we come back. Number one, we'll hear from Alex Caruso, who had his first start of the season tonight for the Los Angeles Lakers. And number two, we'll preview a little bit the game tomorrow coming up between the Lakers and the Pelicans. Stay right here. This is the Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN. Congratulations to our Mobile Wash winner tonight, Carlos Acevedo. There's no need to waste time at the car wash anymore. Mobile Wash brings the car wash to you in minutes with everything necessary to bring your car to a full shine. It's the only app that offers on-demand car washing services wherever you are in SoCal. Download Mobile Wash now and use promo ESPNLA to save. Lakers lose to the Memphis Grizzlies 105-88. Before we preview tomorrow's matchup against the Pelicans, I do want to hear Alex Caruso. Here's Caruso inside the locker room. Caruso ended up with a night, by the way, just give everybody a heads up, took 5 shots, 3 of 5 from the field, 21 minutes. Did have 9 points and 2 rebounds, 1 steal. Caruso got the start for Danny Green, who was out for tonight's matchup. Here's Alex Caruso, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet.
AC, there aren't many times this season where you guys haven't had your typical energy. I wondered if you felt that early, or if Memphis, like, why Memphis seemed from the outside at least to have more.
They play a little desperate. They've lost a couple games in a row on a winning streak. Human nature kind of pulls you in the opposite direction. But obviously, we got to be professionals and come ready to play every night, and we didn't get it done.
What did you notice about the difference between that group that you were with the starters from what you're typically used to when you come in, if anything?
Not a lot, because I've played with that group before, you know, to finish games, even to finish the first quarter at times. So really was just trying to fill out the beginning of the game. So beginning of the game is always a little more hyped up, a little more energy. Thought I did a pretty good job. Just ball's a little slick tonight. Trying to hold on to that early in the game was tough. But other than that, I think we did a pretty good job.
Yeah, you're right. You have played with that unit a lot. They left you open for a couple of shots. You hit one, the top of the key. Then you hit a three on the wing. Where are you noticing that your shots are coming with that type of a group, especially when things conceivably could get tight in crunch time?
Yeah, it's hit or miss, but a lot of times there's a double, there's a paint swarm, and for me it's just spacing right and getting open shots on the corner or on the wing, or being ready to drive hard closeouts and create for other people.
What's been the key to your guys' success on these second night of back-to-backs as you head to New Orleans now? You're 7-0. LeBron said, you know, you don't think about that. You got to just handle the one tomorrow. But what has been helping you guys be good there?
It's basically the opposite of what we did tonight. You know, playing hard, being focused, not turning the ball over, rebounding. You know, simple things that win you basketball games. Today was kind of an outlier for us on the season of what we typically do, so hopefully we can bounce back next game.
Last thing for you. Since you saw New Orleans recently and now you see what they look like with Zion, what's a little bit different about them and what's the key?
They really push the ball into the paint with Zion. You know, he's a big presence for them in the paint. I think he's been over 20 points for like almost 10 games in a row. And then the pace that they play at, that fits into his skill set well. So just being able to defend the paint and then also get out to challenge threes.
All right, that's Alex Caruso right there. Just a quick update. Great game going on right now on ABC. 111-110, the Houston Rockets with a one-point lead over the Boston Celtics. 24 seconds left to go in the game. Okay, so for the Lakers, you got to bounce back tomorrow against the Pelicans. And I think the good thing is just the position that the Lakers are in is you get a chance to kind of turn the page as quick as possible on this loss. You don't have to wait two nights, three nights, or whatever the case is. Pelicans right now, if you thought the Memphis Grizzlies were desperate at 29-31, the Pelicans are 26-33. They've won six of their last 10 games. They're playing some better basketball. Obviously, they're desperate as well. Both of these teams trying to face the Lakers in a first-round matchup in the middle of April or whatever the case is. So that's obviously key for both of those teams there. So Lakers got a fight today against Memphis. They're going to get a fight tomorrow against the Pelicans, and they'll have to turn things around. Some of the mistakes that they made today, first of all, just coming out not with enough energy, that's probably the biggest mistake that the Lakers had. And then, like I mentioned, the points in the paint, they lost that battle. Rebounding, they lost a battle. Too many three-pointers. It's a number of things that went wrong for the Lakers, but it's controllable. That's something that they can fix. They've handled that all season long, and I got a lot of confidence that they could bounce back tomorrow against the Pelicans. Lakers now 45-13 on the season. They lose 105-88. Just quick update, the Rockets did beat the Boston Celtics 111-110 in overtime. Russell Westbrook, 41 points and 8 rebounds. Make sure to tune in tomorrow starting at 3:30. That's when the pregame show will start. Lakers taking on Zion Williamson, Drew Holiday, Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball. You could go down the list, all the contributors for the Pelicans. That will be the second of a back-to-back. Make sure to join us for that. Thank you to Jesse. Thank you to Adam Bronstein. Thank you to Rebecca Womble. Appreciate everybody that tuned into the broadcast. This has been the Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.